A deadly upsurge of violence in the Middle East today, a week to the day after the Aqaba summit between President Bush and the Palestinian and Israeli prime ministers. A Palestinian suicide bomber blew himself up on a bus in Jerusalem, killing at least 16 passengers and wounding nearly 100. The militant group Hamas has taken responsibility for the attack. Later, there were two separate strikes in Gaza by Israeli helicopter gunships, killing at least 9 people, including 2 senior Hamas militants. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
24-year-old Virginia Arbelli was an eyewitness to today's suicide attack here. She said she saw the driver of the doomed bus smile as he pulled up to the stop on Jaffa Road.
And when he made that turn, there was the bus. There was the big bus. And here, the glass of the buses came to me, the smoke. And I heard those people are shouting. And I saw dead people. So many people were dead.
Israeli police said the bomber was dressed as an ultra-Orthodox Jew and apparently boarded the bus at Jerusalem's open-air Machane Yehuda market a few stops before the center of town. Police said the bomb was especially powerful. The bomber was identified in both Israeli and Palestinian media accounts as 20-year-old Mohammed Shabani from the West Bank city of Hebron. Eliyahu Shmueli, a municipal parking inspector, also witnessed the attack. He said that within seconds, the bus became a huge fireball. He said he rushed to one woman on fire and tried to put out the flames with his hands.
There was
fire inside, the people were ablaze. There was this one woman that I was trying to help, and then someone wanted to just come and cover her with the blanket as if she was just dead when she was breathing.
Shmueli says he thinks the woman died anyway. He suffered burns on his hands. Hamas founder Sheikh Ahmed Yassin told Israel Television that the suicide bombing was in retaliation for yesterday's Israeli attempt to assassinate a senior Hamas figure, Abdelaziz Rantisi. 2 Palestinians were killed in that Israeli missile attack in Gaza. 3 others died in a separate strike. It's part of the response for the crime of the occupation and the crime of the attempt to assassinate Dr. Rantisi, said Yassin. We couldn't let it pass without punishment. Less than an hour after today's suicide bombing here, Israel struck in Gaza again. Several missiles hit a car carrying 2 senior Hamas militants. Israeli officials said one of the dead, 35-year-old Tito Massoud, was the head of the Hamas military wing. 5 bystanders were also killed. Palestinian journalist Mohammed Wahidi described the scene.
It was horrible, as usual, after every Israeli attack or assassination. I saw this car, which was completely destroyed and burned. Even the ground was burned. I saw some parts of the dead bodies, some of their clothes here and there, and the people were running.
Today's attacks in Jerusalem and Gaza came exactly a week after the Mideast Peace Summit in Jordan, where President Bush met the Israeli and Palestinian leaders in an attempt to launch the U.S.-backed roadmap to peace. Under the roadmap, both sides are supposed to end violence and incitement. After today's suicide bombing, Prime Minister Ariel Sharon today said the State of Israel will pursue Palestinian terrorist groups and their leaders to the fullest extent. Cabinet Minister Danny Nave said that until Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas, also known as Abu Mazen, cracks down on Hamas, Israel will continue to go after the group's leaders.
We cannot wait for Abu Mazen to do the job. In this respect, that we have to do what we have to do the utmost in order to protect the life of our people. Hopefully, one day, the Palestinian leadership will be able to take responsibility. Mm-hmm. But we cannot wait till the day, like sitting ducks.
Prime Minister Abbas has sought to revive a dialogue with the Hamas leadership about halting attacks on Israel. But the violence of the past few days makes that very unlikely. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.